MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Bruce Williamson, Integral Asset Management. Bruce, appreciate the time. I got to say, chrome. I mean, there'd been some chrome miners on the JSE, but recently it had gone quiet until it was Pablo Fatidis there, Teresa Vulcan chrome plant. I was chatting with Jubilee Minerals recently. Suddenly, chrome is a big story. It's in demand. China seems to be the big market, and prices have been looking quite good recently.
Hi, Simon, and good day to your listeners as well. Yeah, chrome has come into the fore, whereas its sort of sister metals, the PGMs, have taken a fair amount of pressure in the last 2 years. Chrome is in big demand, and I think it's essentially driven, as you mentioned, by China. Remember that China are doing a lot to clean up their old polluting industries, and much of that came from dirty iron ore and dirty ferrochrome. And you're seeing new plants being built, and these guys need to secure supply. You're running smelters, it's got to be 24/7. And South Africa have about 70% of world chrome reserves. With our neighbor Zimbabwe, we've got another big chunk. So they come looking to South Africa for chrome.
It's a byproduct. And my understanding, we were chatting before we came online, my understanding is that, I mean, chrome is a byproduct of PGMs, but no one really cared about it. But now you've got these giant tailings that in some cases are very rich in chrome. So this is an easy win for the PGM miners.
Okay. In some cases, it's a byproduct. Mm-hmm. Remember that there are three main chrome seams, the LG, the lower group, the middle group, the NGs, and the UG upper group. Now, the dedicated chrome miners mine the LGs and the MGs. Mm-hmm. That's a higher grade chrome in situ grade, and that goes into the ferrochrome business. And then the UG2, which in situ is, call it 20% chrome, too low for the chrome guys, but it has about 5 odd grams per ton platinum. So the platinum miners have mined the UG2 chrome seam for a long time. The guys who are standing to benefit now are the ones who mined the chrome, processed the UG2, put the chrome onto the tailings for 20, 30 years, and sold the PGMs. Now they are able to take those chrome tailings, which are lying there, costed and paid for, and they can sell a concentrate of about 40-42%, which is in huge demand by the Chinese.
It's almost essentially then free, because as you say, that tailings is being paid for. There's some cost of running the plant. I imagine their biggest challenge is perhaps logistics, because getting it to port, this isn't a PGM or a gold which you can pop in a helicopter.
Correct. It's a bulk, so it's got to go out. On mine, you're correct, is that costs are marginal. It's between 95 and 98% profit on this recycled UG2, but it's got to be trucked out. Now, some years back, 80% of our chrome went out by rail. Now 80% goes out by truck. And we all know that's because of Transnet.
Yeah.
And the port's just not functioning as well as they could and should. And so the big beneficiaries are mines, and out of the four big ones, Northam is the biggest beneficiary because it has got a fairly high ratio of chrome concentrates in terms of about 1.3 million tons of chrome concentrates that it can produce and sell per annum versus 1 million ounces. So the chrome to PGM ratio is very beneficial. Others don't have as much chrome versus their higher PGM levels. So Northam is the one in my book that stands to benefit most. And the last 6 months, their contribution of chrome to revenue has gone from 1.7% 2 years ago to just over 12% in the 6 months to December 23. And it'll probably go to about 18% of their revenue. A very, very big chunk of their profit.
And that's the point, I suppose, is that the PGM prices are under pressure. Make no mistake about that. But they've been rising their chrome production, and that's become so important. And of course, one day PGMs go back up, but that chrome is still there. And perhaps as an industrial, it's maybe a little less volatile for earnings.
Yes, it's become far more important because we've had a massive pullback in palladium and rhodium in particular. Mm-hmm. Platinum has gone nowhere for a number of years. They're all in very, very low territory. But the chrome now is a nice sweetener. As I said in my book, Northam is the major beneficiary. The others are not going to benefit as much. Sure, there'll be some extra revenue. And going forward, one is hopeful that this new build that of ferrochrome smelters in China will keep the demand. You know, once you run that smelter, you want to lock in that supply. You know the quality, you know the consistency. You're dealing with proper suppliers. You know, I think that's pretty safe revenue for these guys.
Okay, good for the PGM miners and Northam, the pick there. Bruce Williamson, Integral Asset Management. Always appreciate the time. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.